Did last Saturday's violent and deadly confrontation in Charlottesville, Virginia, strengthen and embolden the neo-Nazi and white supremacist movements in the U.S., giving them a martyr status among their followers? Professor Alexander Karn, an associate professor of history at Colgate University in Hamilton, New York, who also teaches in Colgate's Peace and Conflict Studies program, says history does leave some clues on the best ways to respond to the hate groups, their marches, and rallies.
And I'm convinced, largely on the basis of historical precedent, that that the way to build and defend a moderate center really requires a commitment to what some have called civil resistance, and also, you know, an effort to promote and fortify the rule of law. So I think the things that matter and work here are, first of all, the rhetoric and the actions of political elites. You know, I think many have been confused and upset by the statements that our president has made, and I can understand because of the kind of wavering and ambivalence that he has shared thus far, that certainly people would feel that his response has been inadequate. But other elites have stepped forward with, I think, straightforward denunciations of the violence. So I think that political elites certainly play an important role here. The role of and the actions of law enforcement are crucial. My understanding of the events in Charlottesville are that the police were somewhat late to respond, and that when they did, they may have brought sort of inadequate resources to bear. So certainly law enforcement will play a key role going forward. Prosecutors and courts matter, but really on the side of the counter demonstrators, it's a program of civil resistance that I think is necessary. That means petitions and boycotts and strikes and counter demonstrations, but not the direct physical confrontation that we saw, you know, most recently in Charlottesville. I think what history teaches is that kind of reciprocal violence will oxygenate the right-wing extremists.
When white nationalists gather and when they rally, should there be counter-demonstrators? What should the reaction be when they actually do gather and they rally?
It's difficult to know. You know, I think that the counter-demonstrations can be quite effective and are an important component in this effort to defend the moderate center. But at the same time, I think we should be concerned when the counter-demonstrators infringe on the First Amendment rights that these extremists enjoy and claim for themselves. And more importantly, I think that that the physical encounters, the effort to disrupt the space in which these extremists appear, is really a dangerous recipe.
Professor Alexander Karn is an associate professor of history at Colgate University in Hamilton, New York, who also teaches in Colgate's Peace and Conflict Studies program.